12stepradio.com, broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee for Recovery Fest 2005. Happy to have Ray W. and Rick H. here from the new band is called...
Just Ray.
Just Ray. Very cool. Now, I know we're playing two of your songs.
Right.
And we were listening to the CD in the car as we were coming up.
Right.
One of the new songs, Higher Power.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that one.
Okay.
How did it come to you? You know, I mean, did it come from your higher power? Did your sponsor have any sort of influence
to
you?
No, it came from a higher power. And it was, you know, a lot of times I've had all my life I've been trying to figure out who God is. And I've stopped doing that.
Right.
As long as I know He is. And
mm-hmm.
So higher power, I learned it in the rooms, and it's like, that's cool. That's what He is.
Any of that song, are there influences of a higher power that you learned perhaps before you got to the rooms that you wrote about in that song?
Yeah, to the best of my understanding. I mean, you know what I thought was, and now what I realize is, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see it as a totally different thing than what I grew up believing it was. It's a loving God to me. It's a power greater than me. And for my first few weeks of sobriety, it was the rooms. It was
right.
The people in the rooms. And that's what I held on to. And as I grew and God's grace started coming in, I started saying, okay, I know Him. This is it.
That's really cool. We're talking with Ray W. and Rick H. from Just Ray here in Nashville, Tennessee. Rick, tell me a little bit about your participation in the band and how you participate in writing the songs and that sort of thing.
Well, basically, I'm a businessman, and I had a business and sold it. And I was listening actually at Ray W. in one of the rooms, and he shared with me some of his music, and I believed in the music and got involved in the process. And then since that point in time, I'd played guitar kind of as a real amateur, but I'd never really written any songs. But in getting together with him, we've been inspired, and we've really feel like the music is the message that we want to bring out.
So now you've got 13 songs on this new up and coming CD.
12 songs and one sort of hidden track.
So the new CD is called?
Learning to Live Again.
Learning to Live Again, okay. And that's one of the songs that we're playing on 12
right.
Step Radio.
Uh-huh.
So the
Thank
title
you.
Track that we're playing, we're also playing...
Glad You're Here.
We're Glad You're Here, okay. I know that when you submitted the CD to us, I don't think it had initially that many songs. How many songs did you submit originally?
Well, originally I just did, you know, I was doing some things on an ADAT at my home and mm-hmm. what have you. So I just had a couple of things.
But, okay.
So my friends said, you know, Ray, you need to do something with this. And it was a thing from God. I was telling you earlier, Mickey, I wrote a lot of years for me, and it's a God thing. Now that I'm in recovery, there's things more important.
Yeah, let's touch on that for 1 second. We were talking about, you know, your previous occupation where you would, you know, write songs for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the quote that you said that you had in your office.
It was a quote from Jimmy Rogers, who died back in the 20s, early 30s. But it said, a man who doesn't write from the heart is a liar. And it always stuck with me because I know how music runs, and, you know, a lot of people have to make a living for it.
Sure.
And that's good. But for me, it became difficult going in, writing for money to get a cut, and that's okay. But for me, it was tough because I wasn't writing from the heart. It was
right.
more who I knew or, you know, whatever. And this is from the heart, man.
So now you're doing it from the heart. You've got these songs. I guess when you first submitted your CD to us, that was about a year ago? So in the last year, you've come up with another 8. Are there a whole bunch of songs, like, in your house and that sort of? You got another 55 songs that you're just like, well, those aren't right for just now. But these 13 or these 14, these are really me? Or
these 13 songs are me. And
mm-hmm.
I was telling Rick yesterday, it's sort of in my music career, this CD is what I've been meaning to say the entire time. And the rest of the songs, I'm sort of depending on God.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, it's up to him. So
how about other members of the band? Do you have contract, like drummer or keyboard player or anything like that isn't here with us right now?
Well, we had the musicians who were great guys, and we were fortunate enough to have Chris Hillsman, who was with the Black Crowes,
mm-hmm.
who was the drummer, and, you know, we had
good
a lot
find.
Of really good guys. We had one kid that played guitar, and the reason, his motivation for doing it, he wasn't in recovery, but his grandfather has got 30 years in. So
wow.
he did it in honor of his grandfather, and it was a real cool thing. The guys came in, donated their time, and
yeah.
and another friend of mine, Ivan D., who's in recovery, he was one of the writers on a lot of the stuff, and the bass player, excellent musician, and, you know, he's headstrong with it. He's like,
that's great. Well, I know that you're not on the schedule, but I'm really glad you guys are here. I know last year one of the artists, you know, just showed up and said, hey, if you got a slot for me, put me in, and Janet fell. And she ended up, you know, getting on stage for over 25 minutes. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know God's in charge, because she hadn't planned on playing. She gets up, everyone's clapping, and they're listening to the message of the songs. Right. You know, so I really hope you guys get a chance to play. Do you have a website? Can people go and buy your CD somewhere?
Absolutely. We have a website, www.wham.com. And the name of the album is Learning to Live Again. The artist is Just Ray.
Okay, well, now my next question is, why Wham Music? Because I know you don't look anything like George Michael, but...
Well, it was an idea we came up with some of our last names, and kind of an entry point into...
So the letters of the last names.
Yes.
Very cool. I like that.
But what was even cooler is one day I was looking at it, and I thought Wham stands for We Have a Message.
Perfect. I love that.
And that's really what it's all about as far as we're concerned, is the message.
Right.
I cannot listen to the songs without getting emotional. I really believe in the message that we're trying to deliver, and this is a way to get it out there.
For one last thing, I want you to retell the story about My Name is Ray. I have 3 weeks today.
Okay. I went into a treatment center in 2000, and in Tennessee. It was snowy and what have you at night, and we were going to a meeting, and I came up. I had sworn off writing songs, music, period. It was over. I didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
Because I obviously couldn't stay sober because of the music.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I wasn't an alcoholic.
No, no,
it was the music.
It was your job.
But, right. But so the lines came to me. I had my face pressed up against the glass with eight other guys going to a meeting, and I hear this, you know, My Name is Ray. It's 3 weeks today since I had my last drink. And I'm like, God, I don't want to write songs now. It's done. I'm over. But 3 months later, I went back to Georgia. The song just sort of fell out. It was a God thing. God wrote it. And I went back out. I stayed clean for about a year and a half, and I went back out. A friend of mine asked me to perform it at the 50th Prepaid in Georgia in 2003. While I was on stage singing the song, I realized that it was 3 weeks to the day since I had my last drink, although I'd written the song 2 years prior.
Right.
So it was a God thing, and it was like, okay.
You'd never know.
No.
Where are these lyrics going to come out? What are they going to mean?
He's pretty slick, man.
Any more you guys want to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best way to stay sober, don't drink, go to meetings, talk to your sponsor, work the steps, and listen to 12-Step Radio.
Love you! You're the man. Mickey from 12-Step Radio, live from Nashville, Tennessee, talking with It's Just Ray.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Great.